Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, velvet. Be enough, velvet. Be enough, velvet.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. And my name is Toray. And I hope you're having a wonderful Monday now that Mercury retrograde has left the building. Oh, almost heard that. Okay, so tonight our show topic is the art of letting go. Some of you may have seen it already in the queue, and that's wonderful. But what is the art of letting go? We are now in the Gemini, the time of Gemini. So what does that mean exactly? Well, we know Gemini is a twin. So is there an evil twin or another twin that you don't know about that exists within? You never know. So this is the time, also because we're in this full moon ending cycle, the waning cycle of the full moon. So it's an excellent time to let go. And some people in different paths and beliefs say, as we let God, right? So therefore, we're working on the energy of letting go, discarding all of the old and bringing in and welcoming the new. I'm sitting tonight with someone special from a blast from my past who's going to work on letting go and bringing in the new, especially tomorrow. So this is her first time seeing me do what I do in action. So it's not all about me. It's about you. It's about all of you. As a good friend of mine, Rob, from My Cauldron over in DeLand said, it's everybody's cauldron. It's not just my cauldron, which I thought was wonderful, adorable, and such. So if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 646-727-2585. And we're going to talk about how to cut cords, how to let go, and how to meet your other new person that's coming in during the time of Gemini. And it doesn't have to be an evil twin. It can be a good twin. It could be a good new part of you. So welcome that. So we'll talk about that and all the rest here on the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. And we'll be right back. Belly dance, welcome back everyone. My name is Toray and welcome back to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. I'm sitting here in a different location tonight and I've got all my crystals out and I've got my cards. So if you're listening, please remember you can call into the show. And if you are interested in having a private session, perhaps you don't want to ask your question in public on the air, my website at venusinvelvet.com, you can always book a session, a private session with me. I do Skype readings, phone readings, FaceTime, email questions, as well as being at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford, or at my cauldron in DeLand, or wherever else I may roam. But you can always find me here Monday nights at 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So we're talking about the art of letting go and releasing anything negative. Just before the show, I always burn a little sage, and my little lighter was just not cooperating, so my lovely friend over here gave me her lighter quickly. I'm on it, but we're good. Yeah, and once it burns out, it burns out. And so it's important to realize that cleaning, like as in spring cleaning, releases a lot of old junk, right? So the same goes for us. When we release a lot of old junk, what do you think can happen? New stuff happens. And I just keep playing with my little hearts tonight, and I just keep feeling like there's like a lot of new love energy coming into vibration for somebody, because that's when I tap on certain hearts, I just kind of feel that in crystals. And I don't always have to use cards. I was explaining to my friend over here, who is just like mesmerized, what is she doing? Okay, so I don't have to use the cards, but the cards are good visual tools for, especially for when you're in person with someone, so they can get the picture, the idea. So smudging, I always like smudge, like sage, smudging the house, smudging the area. That's where you're wafting the sage in a shell or an ashtray, and you light it and you just release and you purify the air. You clear the air. Cleaning out and throwing things out and taking out garbage and just clearing out, making sacred space. That is also a way to make room for something new. When you make sacred space, it's important to cleanse the area. You can use sage or even sea salt in a spray bottle and mist it up and down through the corners, around the windowsills, or the window frames rather, and the doorways. And as you're doing this, just be mindful in realizing that you're clearing the energy and making it new again and even better than before. So if some of you are selling houses, that might be a very good technique to use to be able to let go and to release things and to make clearing the way, make the way possible and clear it out for someone new to step into that home and to, you're blessing it as well. I also do a house blessing ritual for people who leave their homes as well as people who are coming into their homes, new homes. Because we have to make sure, the energy is good. And you already know by feeling it when you purchase a home that you're claiming it. One thing you need to do, though, is you need to prepare your area, bless your doorway, because even in feng shui, which is the art of placement, the doorway is imperative. It's one of the three sacred spaces in your home that make it a welcome place and a protected, guarded place. That's why it's important, people, to lock your doors at night. Don't forget. And, so if you have any questions, please feel free to call into the show. In the meantime, I'm going to go over the calendar since I always put that off for last, but first is okay tonight, too. So coming up, what is this? Mystic Monday. Today was Mystic Monday. Tomorrow is BOGO Tuesday. That's buy one, get one half off. If you go to the website, which I have people who do this and they purchase it, you don't have to have the reading that day. You can if you'd like, but if you purchase a reading, then any size, a half hour, 45 minute to an hour session, you get your next session half off. So you could gift it to a friend. You could use it for another time. Meanwhile, it's paid for, and you got one of them for half off. So I don't know how you can beat that. That's a great deal. And not many psychics I know give out the BOGOs. And in fact, none that I know. I think I'm the only one, only because I was a born shopper. In my younger days, I loved to shop. So I was looking for the BOGO, kind of a neat thing to be able to pass on, a passion. Another thing that's coming up this week will be at Luna Soul Esoterica on Wednesday. So make your appointments, call in, and the shop is closed Monday and Tuesday. So you can call to me and text me at the number on the website, 321-439-3073. And, you know, please do not call this number only when you are making an appointment. And you call the show number only when the show is on. But otherwise, you can look on the website and see the number as well. If you forgot or your pen ran out of ink or whatever excuses we can think of at the moment. So that's where I'm going to be this week. And this, let's see, Saturday night. Oh, it's coming up faster than we know it. And the end of school is happening this week for people in my area. And I'm just going to bless all those little people that stand in front of my house and run up and down in my yard, and they're like a lot of energy and a lot of excitement. They are my natural alarm clock. So now I've just gotten used to them. I wake up just before I hear the sound of their voices. So now school will be out, letting go of the little people for the summer, and I'll probably get up every morning at 8:15 on the dot. You can bank on it. So anyway, that's some of the things that are happening, and sometimes I do go play music on a Wednesday night in Sanford, so check me out down at the alley if I happen to be there. And I might, Saturday, this is coming up. We're coming to the last Saturday of the month, to an event where yours truly is playing out live music, classic rock and originals. And it is a little cafe called the Geneva General Store Cafe. And I've not been there, but some friends of mine have, and they love it, and they said it's great. So if you're in the Central Florida area, come check me out last Saturday of this month at the Geneva General Store Cafe. Okay, now I got some of that calendar out of the way for the moment. And, you know, next month is already coming upon us. We'll still be in Gemini for the first part of the month. But after that, we have Cancer, that's our sign. My friend over here is nodding her head because she's a Cancer as well. She's a 7-Eleven. I'm a 626. My mother's a 623. I have a lot of Cancer women in my life. So always blessed and grateful. But that's a whole other moon to come. And we did a wonderful full moon meditation on Saturday night in Lake Helen, and I was part of that. Blessed to be a channel. So we got our first caller on the line, and I'm going to take this from the caller in the 407. I recognize this number. Hello, Shane. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I was wondering if I could get a reading for the next couple weeks coming up. I've been doing some. You know, cleansing and, you know, trying to live day by day and just feel like a change is coming. And I guess I'd like to see anything on love, if you see anything on love.
Okay. I felt love around, you know, a reading that was calling. So you might be part of that call. I'm going to use
that
actually
vibration.
Yes, and I'm going to use two decks with you, Shane. I am going to use the fairies. I'm going to use the animals. And I just feel because it's kind of about love and a coupling and such. So let's see what happens, where we're at.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Shane. Mm-hmm. Oh, sexuality. That's
what'd you pull?
For
the fae?
Uh-huh. Sexuality and body movement. Somebody's going to be busy. Somebody's going to be moving and grooving. Okay. And obviously, that's the first card. Look out. Okay. All right. Now, I want you to to bear in mind these things from the animals that come through. Okay, because your first cards were sexuality and body movement, getting busy. So then the animals came in, and the coyote was the first animal that showed up.
Oh, okay.
So coyote teaches us to be, it's the wise fool, but it teaches us to accept our follies, accept who we are and the things that happen to us or we have happened in our life, and be better for the learning of the teachings in that.
Yeah.
And also the otter showed up. And the otter is perfect because the show is called The Art of Letting Go, and his little card says, let go of control, Shane. Surrender to the high powers, the powers that be, and to let this happen naturally. Now, I'm going to bring out one other set of cards, and I was just showing these off because these are my playing cards. So let's see what we have.
Okay.
Shane. Oh, okay. All right. Shane, have we been in touch with somebody from our past?
What is this, for love?
Yes.
Still? Maybe somebody with a past life. There's a girl from my past, but I'm not really too interested in her.
Okay.
And then there's a girl,
Okay, with the one that you're not so interested in.
Yeah.
Why do you feel that, dear?
Why am I not so interested in her?
Yes.
I don't know. It's just, I'm not sure. Just feel like my life will probably go in a different direction than hers.
Did you have differences?
But, there's two that I'm not really that interested in, but that I'm talking to. And one of them has a boyfriend.
Yeah, we'll steer clear of that one for sure. That's not going to get you anywhere further down the road.
Well,
but I see
like
something
wanting,
coming to an end, though, with someone from your past. So I think I've told you before and kind of coached you to not get in the middle of something. Things kind of happen as they should.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see something coming to an end. Do you understand
something
that?
Something coming into an end for me.
For one of your ladies there.
Yeah, well, she's going to break up with her boyfriend. She's got plans, or everything's going in that direction, her personally, what she has said. So
we're just going to clear and clean house and make room for love. And obviously she's making an exit plan. And as I said, you're not getting overly involved with that. You're letting her take care of her business.
Yeah,
but it's
going to
happen
not
pretty fast, Shane. Less than a month. I give it less than a month.
For either one?
For love or sexuality or whatever your energy is calling the strongest right now, you're pulling in. I've got that in less than a month's time. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, that's cool. I'll get ready and
good. Get a haircut.
I've just been chilling.
Clean it up.
Yeah,
smell good. Put some earthy, oils, like stuff that you like. And
I've remembered you told me that. Yeah.
Yes, and be yourself. Don't worry about trying to compete with other guys. Be you.
Yeah.
You be you. You do you, Shane. All right, my dear.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Love you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Love you too.
All right, good night, everyone.
Be well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was Shane calling in all about love and amour. And, this is true. I used a couple different kinds of cards with Shane. And I was picking up some things, obviously, you heard. And see, the art of letting go. When we don't get involved in other people's exits and their endings of things, and we let them do the tango, then we know for sure if their intentions are real, if their intentions are true with you. So that's what we want to remember tonight, is We don't force the fit. We don't try to get involved where we're not being the player right there and then. Yeah, let things play out as they should, as they need to. So we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, going to talk a little more about the art of letting go and things under the moon and how we use the moon energy to ensure that cutting of the negativity and releasing of old habits. We come right back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And as I always say that in threes, the magic of the timing, three is the magic number. So if you're just tuning in to The Art of Letting Go on the Venus in Velvet radio show, you're going to know this. We're in the waning moon period, time to let go and release things, drop those old habits. It's a good time to just clear out your cupboards or your refrigerator. Start looking through your closets and in your medicine cabinets and your bathroom sink cabinets and release everything that's old and junky, expired or near expired, and even in toiletries and such. Let it go. If you're just hanging on to that one dollop of shampoo, my friend, just go wash something and then deposit the bottle, okay? It's the more you release, the more open and positive the energy is to come to you. And with the intention, when we draw down the moon energy, and all you have to do is simply either gaze out at the moon, and for those of you who can go outside at night and without a lot of wandering eyes and peeping eyes and such, and you just raise your arms up and connect with the universe and just draw down that energy of the moon. And talk about things that you're willing to release and let go. And they can be emotions. They can be old, like ill feelings you harbored forever and ever and ever. And say, I need help cutting the cord to all of this tonight. And you can still do it because we're still under the guise of that full moon energy in Gemini. So you have an opportunity to find your new self, your other twin, your other half. I'm going to take this call in the 504. Hello.
I didn't know you were taking calls. I was just listening to you letting go, but it's good.
Oh, okay. All right.
I love
see
talking
every once
to
in
you.
A while. Every once in a while, that will do that. So who am I talking with?
This is Mary Lou in New Orleans.
Mary Lou, you are in one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world. Do you know that? I love New Orleans.
I hope so.
It is one of my absolute favorite places to go. Every part of it I adore, and I have since I was about 18 years old. And I'll be 52 next month, and I just keep going back for more. So
where are you? You're out west now, right?
No, I am still in Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay.
Yeah,
I used to live in Miami. What part are you in?
Orlando area, yes.
Very hot.
You know,
well,
one of the most popular shops in all of New Orleans is one of my favorite tea rooms, the Bottom of the Cup.
They are good.
Yes. Yes, and I love one of my dear friends, Miss Dawn, she and I work together at Universal Studios as readers. She's there, and Mr. Otis, who's been there since he was 18, and he is an older gentleman for sure, he's still there. I love the energy and all the tea there. It's great. So we're talking about
letting have a reading for him. Anyway, are you doing readings tonight?
I am. Would you like to hear? Would you have a question?
I'm always working on business, and business first and love second, but what comes up for me, I would love to hear it.
My guide already said, my master guide said, let's shoot for love.
All right.
Okay, so we got to see why we're talking about love with Mary Lou. Oh, Mary Lou. There were two cards that I pulled out for you, and they're both blue, and they're both fairy cards. And they are the higher consciousness and standing your ground card. Okay?
It's me.
So it's about meeting your spiritual equal. It's about connecting on that level. And just, I hear, music's my dharma. I'm a musician and singer too. And I hear Aretha Franklin, respect. And it's kind of trite and all, but I hear it. So definitely it's about, you know, I tell women this all the time. Women are the ones who set the tone in the relationships. A dear friend of mine told me that years ago, and I always kept that in my back pocket, in my catalog, that, because I said, I like that. That's so true. We allow in the door whatever, whoever, whatever whim we're in. And then when we get real spiritual and we clear out all the junk and we get all on our high, all of a sudden it's like, you know, letting someone else in, that's on a new level now. So that's what I'm seeing for you. And they're showing me that they're cataloging through the summertime with you, but they're really connected to the month of August. They showed me the month of August for you. And I feel like the second week, so we're still in the time of Leo at that time. So when is your birthday, Mary Lou?
October.
Okay. Are you a Libra or are you a Scorpio?
Libra.
Okay. Now that is during the time of fire, and it is showing me, oh, that you have the third card, letting go. If I could show you this card through the phone, I would right now. But it's the card that says letting go. So you're, just as I was talking about doing the drawing down the moon energy, all of a sudden that's the card that came out. Was about you connecting with the stars and the higher powers and saying, I am going to release what I generally am drawn to, and I will now be open for what's rightfully mine. So all I can say is sparklies, you know, I feel like just glamour, like getting your good stuff on. And, you know, I feel like you need to raise the bar there too.
My bar is so high no one can reach it.
Well, we're talking for you about how maybe how we bring it in and we don't believe it enough. You need to start believing it for yourself. So what you just said, we're going to say, cancel that, universe. Cancel that.
Okay.
You raised the bar right where it needed to be. You let somebody on that level come in. Okay? Start believing that. Put your sparkly. Put your tiara on and your feather boa and believe it.
So can I ask a question?
We got about 60 seconds left, so
okay. Is this someone I know or do I meet someone new?
Well, very good question. Why don't we just check in? 1 second.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou, Mary Lou. So good, I had to say it 3 times. Okay.
I see a different dynamic here, like parent-child, so there's an age difference coming on. Let me see what else I find. Just very quickly. Oh, but this is fun. It's got to be somebody with either younger than you or that's got the youthful energy, like a younger person with you. I don't feel old soul flame like right now. But I would just keep myself really open for the door right now in August, especially. Okay?
All right.
It's 10.
I got to let
Thank
you
go,
Mary Lou. It was nice talking
Thank
with you.
You.
Have
so,
a great
so
night.
You made me feel good. Thank you.
Yay. You're welcome. Blessings. Well, thank you for tuning in, everyone, to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray. Please tune in next Monday night at 11 o'clock, and we'll talk about something else and give me new questions, and we'll see what goes from there. Have a wonderful night. Many blessings. Happy full moon, Gemini. Namaste.